Warning! This program contains strong language, violence, drugs, and the abundant abuse of alcohol, aka just another day at my house. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, August the 31st, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man just wanted some chicken.
Another Florida man just wanted some waffles.
A Florida woman was seeing some stranger things.
And another Florida woman doesn't want to miss the boat.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So now this is where we do some time traveling and we say we just had our live show this past weekend and it went really well. And
that's hard to do.
Yeah, because we already pre-recorded the episode that's coming out this Friday.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't make reference to that right now because we don't know if this is going to be great or a bomb or...
I'm just going to assume that it went great and we...
We want to thank everybody for coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to thank everybody who came out. Thanks for buying all the merch out and we sold out of everything and...
We did?
Yeah. Hey. If we're making shit up,
why not? We got 8 sponsors.
4 new groupies.
I got laid when I got home. Just saying.
Okay.
It could happen. We're making shit up, right?
Exactly. Hence the groupies.
So here we are. Another episode of Florida Man. And we're out of vodka.
Whose fault is that?
It's my fault. I did not. We're having to do Corona tonight. I haven't been to the store.
I think we need to invite some of our local breweries and other establishments to sponsor the alcohol for this. I think we're getting big enough now that we could really bring some extra business to some of our local
let's don't go after Apple.
No, they're
Fort Myers Brewery.
Yeah.
It's a great advertising venue for them.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I'll send them some emails.
So we are here at my house again for the 15th time and redone things a little bit. This is our third rearranging of the studio since we did this, I think.
Yes.
If not fourth. Installed a new air conditioner, so our balls aren't sweating this week.
Speak for yourself.
I'm really happy about that. I can turn the AC down if you want. No, my damn nipples are so hard right now. I could cut diamonds with this shit.
TMI.
Just saying.
No, it is very comfortable.
All right, so we got a new rearranged facility.
Mm-hmm.
A few new equipment things we keep adding every week. So
we are closer to the Florida futon once again.
Yeah, we're almost back to the Florida futon. It's within eyesight now.
Yeah.
Since we're drinking beer tonight, at least you won't have to edit out the ice cube clanking
like
you normally do. That should save you some processing time.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, that's really the majority of the time I spend on the editing.
Seriously?
Process is just cutting out the clinking.
Cutting out
of the
my
ice.
Clinking of icing?
Yes.
Icing? Ice?
Ice. If you go back and listen, that's all you'll notice it really where I've not been able to cut it out because it's too close to somebody talking.
Well, maybe it's just something we're going to live with.
Yeah. It's quickly becoming a signature of our show.
Tonight, we're not going to have clinking of ice because I don't have any amount of vodka. We were drinking Icelandic vodka last week.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, it's gone. No Tito's. It's gone. Nothing. I have nothing. Wait a minute. No, I drank that too. No, it's gone too. Damn it, I thought I had a stash. I usually keep a little something hid from the guest.
Do you?
For emergency. But I'm not going to consider this an emergency since the beer fridge is full-ish. I'm rambling now. But
yeah.
Story number one. Let's get into this thing this week. So what do we got? Florida man tries to force a KFC employee to reopen the restaurant at gunpoint. The KFC on Forest Avenue in Dover, Delaware. This ain't fucking Florida.
It is a Florida man.
The KFC on Forest Avenue in Dover, Delaware had been closed for more than an hour Sunday night when a Florida man showed no regard for its hours of operation.
Florida man does travel. You know, everybody else in the country comes to Florida to go on vacation. Florida man goes apparently to Dover, Delaware.
For KFC. Police told WDEL, I'm guessing that stands for W Delaware, 27-year-old Antonio Stevens of Orlando, Florida, tried to force a KFC employee to reopen the restaurant at gunpoint. Now look, I've had some cravings for some chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I would not rank KFC at the top of the three. Number one, so let's take a poll. Number one, I'm going to put Popeyes up there. Two-piece, white meat, spicy, Cajun rice, and a biscuit. I'm going to put that number one.
I wouldn't rate Popeyes number one.
No?
What
time is the morning with this?
It's 11:15 p.m.
Popeyes.
As far as fast food chicken goes, I'll agree that KFC is last resort, but Pollo Tropical, they've got good chicken.
What?
You live in Florida and you don't know about Pollo Tropical.
That's not a fast food chicken joint.
Yes,
it is. We're talking fried chicken joint.
They have a drive-thru.
A drive-thru?
They have a drive-thru.
The hell's a drive-thru?
They have a drive-thru and you can get chicken out the window.
Yeah, I'm not putting... No. You got KFC, Popeyes, Publix, Churches, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is above.
But that, really, you think Chick-fil-A, you can't go into Chick-fil-A and get a chicken breast and a wing. I mean,
hold on. What day was this? Sunday night. Chick-fil-A's
not open on Sunday.
Not open. So we've already knocked off.
All right. Forget Chick-fil-A.
All right.
I'm calling your Pollo Tropical. I'm calling bullshit on that one.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. They're more of a Sun Belt restaurant. I'm saying they're not in Delaware.
Sun Belt.
Yeah. The lower sunny area of the country.
Is that above or below the Bible Belt?
It is concurrent with the Bible Belt on the east side of the country, but it's also on the west side, like California, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not considering. No. Anyway, the point being, he tried to bust into a KFC.
Oh, you mentioned Publix for chicken.
Publix has got good chicken. Now, they get you with the chicken tenders, and then they suck you in with the chicken tenders.
Yep. Publix, there is a website. And there is a Twitter account called Our Publix Chicken Tender Subs on Sale.com. And it just tells you yes or no.
Oh, really?
Best website, most utilitarian.
Pretty straight to the point, huh?
Exactly. That's all you need to know.
Are they on sale or not?
Let me pull it up right now.
Nope.
Giant, nope. 144-point font. Nope.
It is not on sale. $4.99
for a half sub.
Yeah, Publix sucks you in with that, and then they get you with the other.
Yeah, the mac and cheese or the potato salad or the other sides. But
all right, so all right, I'm gonna go with KFC. Well, now, hang on, there's different. You got the KFC, you got the original, and you got the crispy.
Mm-hmm. I go extra crispy.
I go extra crispy. I'm with you. Sometimes the original is good, but I like the extra crispy better.
The original, if it's been sitting there a little while, it gets a little greasy.
Isn't that all chicken?
Yeah, but KFC especially. The extra crispy, they just let it cook a little bit longer so that grease kind of burns off.
No, it's got more breading on it than the original.
Is that the difference?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, anyway, this one was at KFC in Dover, Delaware by a Florida man.
Yep. No Publix in Delaware.
Now, I've never had Kroger chicken.
Yeah, me either.
And Kroger's in Delaware, right?
I would assume.
You know what I wonder? Does Piggly Wiggly still exist as a cell? That Piggly Wiggly still exists, right?
I saw Piggly Wiggly when we evacuated.
I wonder what their I bet their fucking chicken's good.
I don't know. I bet their pork's good.
That's what we need in Florida is a Piggly Wiggly. Who do we call? Do we have influence now on Piggly Wiggly?
I'm not sure.
We've got the Clown Association against us, so we've already got, we have influence. Well, they considered us an influential social media public figure. So do we have any way we could talk to the Piggly Wiggly people and get them to put a place in South Florida?
I don't know about that, but I do know that I think we would probably have better influence on the Publix people just because, they're headquartered.
We don't need influence Publix. They already got great chicken.
Well, then what are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining. I just like variety. Publix isn't open. What if Piggly Wiggly stays open longer? Duh.
I heard in my ear that there is a Piggly Wiggly.
That's
Florida.
From the producer. Yes, folks. We've kept this a secret for a couple episodes now. We now have a pseudo producer who is since I sort of screwed up the recordings one night, we brought in We pay him very handsomely.
In beer.
Yeah. He's whispering in our ear all these. He's researching this as we talk. Maybe one day we'll let him actually talk in public. Well, we have a problem.
What's that?
See, I can put more in my Yeti.
Uh-huh.
When I have vodka, it's empty.
So what you're saying is we need a bucket of ice out here so we can still get those ambient ice noises?
They make those big Yeti ice things, the big tubs. Maybe mm-hmm. I just need one of those. Did you know tubs has 15 syllables in it? All right, I'm going to get through this story without this beer, and we're going to take it.
Yeah, you're two sentences into this first story.
That's it? The employee, a 38-year-old woman, was outside the restaurant around 11:15. She was waiting for a ride when the suspect approached and demanded entry.
He wanted some chicken.
When she told him she couldn't reopen the store, he moved on to demanding her personal belongings.
I can't get no chicken. Give me your purse instead.
He pointed what appeared to be a handgun at her. After a struggle, the suspect left the scene on foot with nothing to show for his efforts.
Really? He pointed a handgun at her.
He'd run like a bitch.
And she struggled with him, and then he just ran off.
She kicked his ass.
I guess.
Officers arrived and managed to track him down.
All right, good.
They took him into custody after another brief struggle. Investigators recovered a mask and a BB gun used in the incident.
Well, that explains why he didn't shoot her. And also why he didn't get her purse.
He didn't pump it up. Yeah. Stevens faces charges for first-degree robbery wearing a disguise during the commission of a felony. Wait a minute. We've had some serious...
Wait a minute. Is this another clown mask? Do we have a serial clown mask?
No. Robber. Remember the guy that... Who the hell has a wearing a disguise during the commission of a felony?
Apparently that's a law in Delaware.
Mm-hmm. We can't skydive. Unmarried women can't skydive in Florida on a Sunday. And apparently you can't wear a disguise during the commission of a felony in Delaware.
Yep. Oh, actually, you know what? Going back to your story about your weird laws last week, we had somebody mentioned on Twitter that... they thought that it was fucking hilarious and that they learned that you can't fart after 6 p.m.
they might as well just move the jail over here. Yep. And resisting arrest. Wearing a disguise during the commission of a felony. So I guess if you wear a mask when robbing a bank is worse than just robbing the bank. They're going to put an extra one on there because you wore a mask.
They make up these stupid, innocuous-sounding laws so that they can pile all the charges on you and get you to plead down to what they really want them to charge you with.
And we had to use the word commission.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a disguise during the commission, not the execution, not the attempt, the commission of a felony.
Well, he didn't just attempt it. He committed it.
The man wanted some chicken. If they had a damn Publix that was open 24 hours, that's what they needed.
Publix is not open 24. They all close at 10 o'clock. Gosh, this was an hour and 15 minutes after Publix closed. And you know they stopped making the chicken
Does Piggly Wiggly stay open 24 hours?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Piggly Wiggly other than having driven past one in Alabama.
We need a Piggly Wiggly down here. That's all I got to say.
Story number two. Florida man accused of stabbing roommate went to Waffle House, then called 911. A Florida man accused of stabbing his roommate told police he followed the slaying by going to Waffle House and leaving a large tip.
He felt guilty.
Yeah. According to the arrest affidavit filed by Cape Coral Police Department.
Oh, this was here.
Local. Cullen Rowe, age 24, told them on Tuesday he argued with Cody Detling, age 25, before stabbing him in the chest and head, killing him. Yep. Rowe identified himself on a call to 911 about 2:15 a.m., telling dispatchers he stabbed his roommate 2 hours earlier. When police arrived at the pair's apartment, they found Rowe sitting outside the residence and Detling in the living room, the knife embedded in his head.
Damn.
Wow. According to the affidavit, Rowe waived his Miranda rights and told them the pair met in rehab and had been roommates for about 3 months. He said Detling had been making sly remarks about money and food, and their arguments had escalated over the weekend. That's always the the roommate thing. You know, the argument was always the
same thing, but I never stabbed anybody in the head. I've not heard of this. This is right here in town.
Yep.
Well, sort of, but...
The next town over, but yeah. Detling refused to take him to work, and in the ensuing argument, he also accused Rowe of stealing things from his bedroom. Rowe said he went to his room, grabbed a knife, and stabbed Detling, who was lying on the sofa, in the chest. Detling struggled, and Rowe put him in a headlock when the knife fell out of his chest. Whew, wow. Rowe said he figured he better just end it and stabbed Detling in the head. That would end it.
Damn.
That's, damn. I mean, I would think you can recover a little bit better from a knife to the chest, depending on where in the chest it stabs.
It's hard to repair a head. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they take the zombies out. You got
True. I mean, can't dispute that.
Rowe told officers he changed clothing and drove Detling's truck. Stole a dead man's truck. Drove Detling's truck to 7-Eleven to buy cigarettes. He returned to the apartment before deciding he was hungry. He then went to the Waffle House and ate breakfast. He's just driving all over town.
Well, Waffle House is open. I mean, does Waffle House sell chicken?
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles. Chicken steak or chicken like breast?
I believe they have a chicken breast.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You know what? Go to Waffle House if you're not in the mood for breakfast, because that's usually what I get I'll get a waffle with pecans and scattered, smothered, covered, and chunked hash browns.
What? Scattered, smothered, and chunked?
You are a Southern man, and you don't know the Waffle House code?
No.
Seriously?
No, I swear.
I'm going to take your man card. You took mine last week.
No, I've taken yours numerous times, by the way. You don't have one now.
Yeah. Well, all right. So Waffle House.
You can't take a man card over Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Don't look at Jay for affirmation.
He's like down, looking down.
Damn right he is.
Blinders on. No, that's how they, when the waitress takes your order, that's how she announces to the line cook what to do to your hash browns. Scattered means it's just plain hash browns. It's okay. Covered. It's got cheese on top.
Oh.
Smothered, it's got chili. Chunked has pieces of ham chunked up and put in it. Scattered, covered, smothered, and yeah. And then they got like three or four other ones, like for
diced onions. See, that's why I don't know this. I don't want all that shit in my hash browns.
Oh.
I just want straight up fucking hash browns. All right,
we got to take you to Waffle House and get you some good hash browns.
All right, here's the deal. If I win tourist versus Florida man tonight, uh-huh. I get a trip to Waffle House.
Okay.
Are we going to shake on it, or this is a verb? This is a gentleman's agreement right here.
Absolutely. It's recorded, so this is a verbal contract.
Yeah, we edit all the shit, so you can't just say because it's recorded.
That but it's being recorded on your computer.
Oh, that's
so
a good point.
You've got access to it. He then went to the Waffle House and ate breakfast. He paid for the meal and left a large tip because he knew he was going to jail and would not need the money, the affidavit reads. He returned to the apartment and called 911 on Detling's phone.
This
guy is a fucking mooch.
He stole his truck after he killed him, then called 911 on his own phone.
I bet the knife that he got out of his bedroom was the one that he stole out of the roommate's room.
Damn.
Officers asked Rowe if he would do things differently if he had a chance. I don't know, Rowe said, according to the affidavit, saying he began thinking about killing Detling the previous week. He remained jailed Friday on second-degree murder charges with no bond. He is expected in court September 11th. Not a good day to have your court date set for.
Story number 3. Florida woman, high on meth, ran around naked in a park because she believed a giant spider was on her. Do we have video of this?
No, there was no video, unfortunately.
A Florida woman was arrested on Sunday after police say she stripped naked and ran around at a public park because she believed a giant spider was on her and she had to get away from it. Oh, good Lord. St. Petersburg police arrested 40-year-old Danielle Teeples on Sunday at Bartlett Park around 2:15 p.m.
That's middle of the day. Yeah.
Police say Teeples was completely naked and that there were numerous people in the park at the time of the incident.
What? I don't see anything wrong with this story at this point.
So far, I'm going along with it.
Yep.
Now I'm questioning why there's no video. Police say that traffic on 4th Street South was heavy at the time of the incident and that numerous vehicles were slowing and honking at Teeples as they saw her behavior.
One of them has a video on their phone.
Somebody's got to have it.
Yeah.
According to an arrest report, Teeples was acting erratically and rubbing her hair and breast while screaming and running between two trees.
Again, I see nothing wrong with this story.
So far, I'm failing to see the issue. St. Pete police say Teeples initially refused to get dressed after police contacted her.
She is a good sport.
After reading her Miranda rights, police say that Teeples admitted to recently using drugs such as crack cocaine, spice, and crystal meth.
Damn. All three of them, huh?
Knock yourself out.
That is like
if you're going to go strong.
That's the Long Island iced tea of hard drugs. Yeah.
She also said she believed a giant spider was on her and that she had to get away from it.
Well,
she was
spider,
arrested and
monkey.
Charged. Oh, here we go. Teeples. Oh, shit. This is good. Teeples was arrested and charged with exposure of sexual organs.
Why is that
yes.
a crime? I've done that numerous times. Just not.
Arrested and charged with exposure of sexual organs. That's a freaking, that is on the list.
That's got, yeah. I mean, that's got to go to our list of weird, stupid Florida laws.
Public nudity. We couldn't stop there.
Nope.
We had to go with charged and exposed sexual organs. Was she? So she? No. Wait. So is a breast considered a sexual organ?
I was just wondering that because.
So if she just went around topless, you couldn't charge her with that, right?
Yeah. So it's got to be the, as we decided last week, the hoo-ha. And how can she be charged with exposure of sexual organs?
Yeah, plural.
There's just one.
Right.
That's, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm just throwing this out there that her attorney might want to argue that charge.
I know, right?
So now it is time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist. Each week, I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a period of time greater than 1 year, or a tourist, meaning he stayed in Florida for less than a year, aka the Jeffrey Dahmer rule. For the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl, and if Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. If he misses on three or more, I win. And loser buys the alcoholic beverages for the next show. Our category this week, unusual championships.
Unusual championships.
Yes. So these are, well, you'll see once we get into it what these champions have won. They are contests you may or may not have heard of, but you just have to figure out if the winner, as indicated, is a Florida man or a tourist.
Great. We got Waffle House riding on this, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Ain't no way in hell.
All right. Number one, the last man standing at the 2017 American Ninja Warrior Championship. Florida man or tourist?
Shit. Jay, don't look it up. Because I'm going to look over your shoulder and no then I'm still going to get it wrong.
No Googling. I will give the answer at the end.
All right. So, last man standing
at the 2017 American Ninja Warrior Championship.
Florida man.
I would have gone with 2018, but that was that contest has not been decided yet.
Florida man.
Florida man. All right. Number two, the Guinness World Record for the largest Halloween party.
Joel, how in the hell am I supposed to know this?
You're not. You're just supposed to guess.
Well, that's not. I got a 50-50 chance. I got Waffle House on this shit. At least yep. some of the. This is worse. You're working on worse than the president right now.
Just wait.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Tourist.
Okay. Next is the August 2018 champions from the Intel Extreme Masters Tournament for the video game Counter-Strike Global Offensive, which took place in Shanghai this month.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I read about that in, Drudge Report. Of course. Yep. No. No. The fuck about... How am I supposed to know this shit? This is a bullshit...
Save your complaints till after you find out the answers.
Tourist.
Tourist. Okay.
This is bullshit.
Question number four. The August...
Florida man.
2018 World Excel Champion...
Florida man.
...at the Microsoft Office Specialist World Championship in Orlando, Florida.
Florida man.
Florida man. All
just
right.
Get it over with.
And finally, the DEF CON 26 Voting Village Youth Election Systems Hacking Contest winner.
Tourist. That is... Of all the things that you've done, that is the second worst Florida man versus tourist you've done. There's no chance. How the fuck am I supposed to know this?
It's supposed to be random. All right. So, the answers. The first one was the last man standing at the 2017 American Ninja Warrior Championship. You said Florida man. And... that is a tourist. That is Joe Moravsky from Monroe, Connecticut.
Of course it was.
No Floridian has ever won the American Ninja Warrior Championship.
Of course not.
Question number two was the Guinness World Record for the largest Halloween party. And you said tourist, and you seem to have forgotten about this thing called Fantasy Fest in Key West, which is... the world's longest Halloween party, but it is not the world's largest Halloween party. That distinction goes to the 2010 edition of Sunday Night Football in the New Orleans Superdome. 17,777 people were at that Halloween party. You said tourist, and it was a tourist, so you are one for two. Question number three. The August 2018 champions from the Intel Extreme Masters Tournament for Counter-Strike Global Offensive, which took place in Shanghai, China. You said tourist. And the winners of that, the winning team, actually, of that was NRG Esports. And I looked up all of the team members of that team, and none of them are from Florida. So you got that one correct as well. They are tourists. So two for three. You just need one more out of these next two. Number...
I don't even want Waffle House at this point.
Number four is the August 2018 World Excel Champion at the Microsoft Office Specialist World Championship in Orlando, Florida. You said Florida man, and the winner of that contest was 14-year-old Kevin D, and I'm not going to say his last name because he is a minor, who is a student at Dunbar High School in Lee County, Florida. And that makes him a Florida man since he falls under the man, woman, or child. So right. You have three correct.
All right.
You have one.
I don't even want it no more.
You don't want to know the DEF CON 26 Voting Village Youth Election Systems Hacking Contest winner?
I don't have any idea even what the hell that is.
So what that was the at DEF CON 26, which is a hacker convention, they had a replica of the Florida Secretary of State's website, and this young man, Emmett B., age 11, changed election totals to give himself billions of votes. And Emmett B. is from Austin, Texas. You said he was a tourist, and he's a tourist, so you are four for five.
This is proof that random... Yeah, this was strictly 50-50.
Yeah.
I have zero... No.
That's the point.
This is taking the point... This is going to take the place of me bitching about your damn tourist in Florida man from the president.
You're going to complain about the one that you won 4 out of 5.
Yeah. It was strictly guessing. I mean, how much...
See, if it's strictly guessing, that makes it so that you have a 50-50 chance.
No. At least I want to be able to... say, oh, yeah, I know him. Oh, yes. Oh, I have an insight to this. And then whether I'm right or wrong.
I figured you probably would have an insight because this Kevin from our local area, who is the World Excel champion.
I didn't know a dude in Cape Coral got stabbed in the head. How the fuck am I going to know that the dude from Dunbar won the National Excel Championship?
I saw him on the news 3 times this week.
Well, good for you, Joel.
I figured that would be a good one. He was actually the inspiration for this whole quiz because I saw him on the news.
Good for you, Joel.
I figured you would get one, and you got four.
Good for you, Joel.
Such a baby. Jesus.
I'm not a baby, but God almighty. At least my quizzes are real. I mean, at least you got a fighting chance.
You're complaining that you won.
No, I'm complaining that I... Does that mean I get to go to Waffle House?
Yes.
I won?
Yes.
I don't want to go now.
Fine.
I don't want to win like that. I want to win knowing that I put forth an effort. You know, and that... Well, I did. Not that I didn't put forth an effort. But, yeah, at least I could... I want to win on my intellect. Wait a minute. I may be better off just taking the 50-50 chances and going to the Waffle House, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I'll take the Waffle House.
Story number four. Florida woman, free on bond after golf cart DUI, asks judge for permission to take a cruise.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, yeah. A Florida woman, free on bond after a golf cart DUI.
How can you get arrested for driving in a golf cart? It's not licensed.
Well, when you run into something.
Oh.
Yeah, a Florida woman free on bond after a golf cart DUI arrest is asking a judge for permission to take a cruise.
So far, I see nothing wrong with this.
Kathleen Mary Neeson, age 57, of The Villages.
Wait a minute. The Villages?
The Villages.
The Villages.
The Villages.
That's the retirement, not retirement, but the, well, aka retirement home in Florida.
I don't know if it's a city or just an incorporated area that is hundreds of square miles and full of retirement age people, yes.
And has the highest concentration of STDs in Florida?
In the country.
In the country?
Yes.
Are they taking applications?
I'm sure once you retire, you can move wherever you want in the state of Florida. I mean, the commute.
Some frisky people there.
Well, you know what? When they've got all that free time from being
retired.
And golf
carts. I mean, hell.
And golf carts and free-flowing alcohol and 150% to 70 or...
150% to
1.5.
Which part?
And a 1.5 to 1 female-to-male ratio.
Uh-huh. 150% to... Yeah.
Shut up.
You do realize percentages have to... See, I didn't get the Excel question right. At least I know that...
And I'm the financial analyst.
You still fuck that up.
This is why I don't drink at work. Kathleen Mary Nielsen of The Villages was arrested on the night of July 1st after a golf cart crash, which occurred after she left Bonefish Grill. Neeson told deputies she struck a tree near the entrance to the golf cart path alongside County Road 101. She added that she was, quote-unquote, fine. Deputies invited her to participate in field sobriety exercises in the parking lot of New Covenant United Methodist Church. She took off her shoes, but was unable to walk the white line. She struggled through the remainder of the exercises. She later provided breath samples that registered 0.186 and 0.187 blood alcohol content. She was more than double the limit. Kathleen was sloshed.
But she didn't. All she did was hit a tree.
Yeah, well.
How is that? Is it her golf cart?
I don't know. She remains free on $1,000 bond, but Neeson is asking the judge in her case to grant her permission to take a cruise. Her itinerary has her sailing out of Cocoa Beach on August 17th aboard a Norwegian cruise line ship bound for Key West and Cuba.
Well, yeah, so? Did you let her?
Well, technically she'd be leaving the country, and when you've got a pending court case, they tend to frown upon that. Quote, Miss Neeson's bondsman has been notified of her intention to travel, and he has no objections to her making the trip, unquote, her attorney wrote in the motion on file in Sumter County Court. The motion notes the cruise had been booked before Neeson's arrest. So she just wants to, you know, she doesn't want to lose her deposit.
Of course not.
And obviously she's not going to be piloting the boat when she's getting her drink on in the Bahamas, so.
Damn, that's 0.186. That's pretty high.
Yeah.
What do you think I am right now?
You're probably about a
point 0.1.
Yeah, maybe 0.08, 0.1. Yeah. Mm. You're not.
So she's twice as drunk as I was.
You're not Kathleen Mary drunk yet.
All right. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we are now on iHeartRadio.
Really?
We are.
How'd that happen?
I applied for us to get in, and they apparently don't have that rigorous...
strict of a vetting process?
Vetting process, because they let us in, but I did have to apply. It's not like some of these other ones that you just upload the feed and you're in.
Damn. Like us on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at FloridaMenPod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at FloridaMenPodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. Call and leave a message about anything. We love to hear from our listeners.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/FloridaMen or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, which we have on Friday.
I have the shipping tracking number.
And other cool stuff. Phone. You can subscribe at patreon.com/FloridaMen.
Our Patreon subscribers get extras like discounts on our merchandise, which we have now, VIP access at our live shows, which we have already had and don't have a new one scheduled yet, but when we do have them, you will have VIP access. And yes, we do have other cool stuff too.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on or off this program are solely the opinions of the individual hosts of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
And our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man. Peace!
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. A mobile tiny house inside is Florida Man. Florida Man might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
Our public's ticket. Jesus Christ. Called.
Our public's ticket.
See, I only needed one beer tonight. There is a website called
Let's Go See. I do like some Publix chicken now. It's right across the street. Street. Now, we got a Whole Foods coming next door to us here at the house. So, does Whole Foods have good chicken?
I don't know.
Yeah, we can't. We gotta take that out.
Yeah.
And edit that.
Yeah, if you're gonna make,
we're not going there. I am not starting that.
You made me take that comment.
I did make you take the comment down. We're not getting political, and we're not going.
Although, have you looked at FloridaMen.com? Not FloridaMenPodcast.com.
No.
Yeah, you should pull that up right now.
I've got the. You don't want me toggling.
Okay.
At this third beer, I don't toggle well after three beers.
All right, you can look at it after the show.
So we used to pay the kids $5 to bartend during this thing, but now school started back and they got this bullshit called homework.
Well, the one handed me a beer was not when I walked in, so.
What?
Yeah, she handed me a beer when I walked in.
They don't hand me a beer when I walk in.
I guess that might say more about you than about me.
What, do you mess up your hair? Pipes.
Huh?
What, do your hair's messed up?
Well, a little bit, but.
We got to do that.
My ears were getting hot. Had to cool them off a little bit.
Oh, I turned the air down if you want me to.
Oh, no, it's fine.
It's getting a little
like earmuffs.
They're not poking out as much as they were.
Well, this one always stays in, so I can't tell.
How do you have it any nipple?
I have an any. It does not move. It just stays inside.
Yeah, fucking weird. You're
lucky
that is.
You don't have twins.
I wonder if it was a twin, would it be the other nipple that stayed inside?
Like the what are they on G.I. Joe? The twins?
I don't know. I didn't have twins in G.I. Joe. I had the one that you pulled. Good work, man. Mission accomplished.
No, there was the two bad guys that were twins. They were like mirror images of each other, and one of them had the scar. That's how you could tell the difference between them.
No, don't remember. You missed a line.
Officers, officers asked Roe if he would do things differently.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
You're worse than me tonight.
Yeah. Officers asked Roe if he would do things differently if he had a chance. And then I'll just splice that in.
Yeah, don't read the next two sentences.
I already did.
It all flows.
I did.
You're not going to remember
that. Copy and paste. Yes, I listened to the whole thing all the way through.
This one's going to take you a while.
Obviously.
All right.
We're 30 minutes in, and we're only on the beginning of story three. Yeah, 40? Well, I'm just saying.
Well, that's okay. Police say that...
Actually, we probably should cut that part out.
You should cut that part out a lot.
Especially considering last week.
Yes. Yeah, since your wife just turned 40, I think we should edit that piece out.
Yep.
There's a whole article on why a woman's breast is considered a sexual organ while a men's breast is not.
Well, I wanted to bring things to a halt there, Jay. That's...
That's not like that. It was being recorded
kidding,
anyway.
I'm just kidding.
And loser buys. Oh, excuse me. Neeson told deputies she struck a tree near the
Neeson told deputies she struck a tree near the entrance of the golf cart path.
You've been complaining about you being the outtakes king over there. I mean, never putting any in for myself. That's
do you know you can tell how much beer you have left from the...
Yeah.
It's about 3/4 of the way done.
All right.
It's about 60%. Finish the damn story.
And if you want... Bleh.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at PayPal.me/FloridaMan.
See, you forget the dots. That's why I put those fuckers in there.
Phil, if you would like to support the show... So, we haven't discussed the discounts yet. So, how much discount do the Patreons get on our merchandise?
0.5%.
0.5%. Okay.
Yeah.
This program, free shipping. Oh no, I'd give the half. All right, this program is provided for information to use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no right. FML.
Views expressed on or off this program are solely the opinions of the hosts. I fucked this up.
Are solely the opinions of the host or the individual host?
Yeah, views. Yeah.
The hell? And you bitch about run-on sentences from the reporters?
Jesus Christ.
Peace.
You've still got a line.
What? No.
Yeah, as always.
Oh, there we go.
Scroll, scroll, scroll.
I hate this damn thing. I got to get like a 20-inch monitor up here. This big... Ow. Damn, Mike.
I think we can have a whole 30-minute episode just on outtakes from tonight's recording session.
As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Fucking Florida Man. All right.
Hurry up. I gotta pee.
I know.
That was rough.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
What happened? How long did that last? Did he stop it?
No, I didn't stop it yet.
No. We were going for over an hour.